It is now time for a very EMS edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into a friend and which games to simply pass on by. I am your resident licensed EMT in the state of Indiana, Corey, and I'm joined by the man who I was going to say is a cop, but you're not, so I don't. Who one day wanted to be a firefighter, but instead isn't. Basher.
One day someone's going to put this lore together of this Basher guy you keep talking about. It's not going to make any lick of sense.
No, it's going to be like you're going to be like a DM. Like, it's just like, this guy makes no sense. Like, doesn't matter. But in the end, we'll all have a good time. We're here to talk about some simulators. Police Simulator, Patrol Officers, and Firefighting Simulator, The Squad. These are both made by the same developer, and we played both of them. We have a lot to say about them, but we just didn't feel like we had enough for two episodes, so we decided to combine them into a simulator block here, and that's what we're going to talk about. But before that, did you know that you can let us know if you want to defund the police? 574-651-9256.
We're on a list now. Great.
Yeah, we're on a list somewhere. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so let's talk about these games. It's going to be a little difficult to parse this, so I'm not really going to give too many of the details on it, other than one's a firefighter simulator and one is a police simulator. We played both of them. They both are crossplay. They're both available on Xbox Series X and S, as well as PC, and you do have cross compatibility. I've played all of them on console and PC. They run. We'll talk about that. But, so do you want to start with firefighter or do you want to start with police simulator?
Let's go in order that we play. Let's start with firefighter sim.
Alrighty.
So this is, I was really hoping for goofiness, you know, just that I was either hoping for complete goofiness or like for some reason like a legitimate sim, you know, like,
yeah,
like one of the two would have worked just fine for me.
So here's the simulator genre is, I don't say an interesting one, but it's a hard one to understand sometimes, because like you said, Power Wash Simulator, while a simulator, is also unrealistic.
Very much so.
There are other simulators that are like, yo, we're a simulator.
Right.
We're not about realism, or we're not about fakeness, we're not about goofy, like, we are a simulator. So it's like, okay, so either you take yourself really seriously or you don't. It seems to be kind of the thing here. Both of these games, but the firefighter one more in particular, is neither. I feel like it's like it doesn't know if it wants to be like fun or if it wants to be super serious, because it's like the tech isn't there, the mission structure isn't quite there, the depth isn't there, and it's like, okay, so what do you do in this game? Well, you fight fires. Okay, and that's kind of all you do. You know, you hook up the hose, gotta take this pry bar to the front door and gotta turn off the electricity. And
see, right now, as you said that, someone's listening to you going, well, what else did you expect? Well,
right.
You're not wrong.
That's tough. Yeah.
Like, I'm with you there. Like, I wanted to go in and fight some fires, but I either wanted to live the lived experience of a firefighter or do some Ghostbusters type cross the stream super soaker nonsense, you know. At the very least, I would have loved some kind of game. There's no game here, and it blew my mind, because we played multiple scenarios, multiple levels. And we would go up in rank or level, but nothing would be unlocked. No, there were no skills to be had. It was simply
it's just different trucks, I think.
but the trucks don't do anything differently.
Right. It's just a different truck. Yeah. Things are located in different spots, but yeah. Yeah. There's no like level one hose or, you know, like level two nozzle or something like that. And that's
as dumb as that sounds. Like, right. Not even that.
But it's, again, you're like, it's not the game's fault. Is it? Like it's it,
what do you mean? It's not like, the game's fault.
Because it's a firefighter simulator. It's what we're doing. Like,
are we doing that? Because we barely could do that.
Not
roof was on fire for several hours, I feel like, because it set the aiming, the reticle, your reticle and where you're supposed to aim your hose just doesn't add up.
It's a little strange.
Yeah, it doesn't line up. Like, you see a little fire icon and it gets smaller and smaller as you hit the right spot, but hitting that spot, good luck.
Yeah, like, it's weird because for me to sit here and just be like, this game is boring, that's kind of how I feel. But at the same time, like I said, it's what was advertised. It's a firefighter simulator.
Any firefighter would tell you, like, their job is not boring.
That's fair.
They have long hours each day and, like, long hours of doing jack nothing all day. But, like, when it's on, you know? So, like, right. it is a harrowing experience, you know? So, like, I would have liked to experience that video game fashion.
But because it's not like it's a $30 game and it's designed to be, you know, it's,
yeah,
there is this sort of like version of these simulators that are like, no, we're just trying to give you the experience. You know, like, it's not about being funny. It's not about being wacky. It's like, no, we are giving you the experience of, you want to role play, this is the game for you. And it's like, okay. But then also, as somebody, like I said, as an EMT, like, I've been around, I've been in an ambulance, I've been in a fire truck. Like, you're not wrong in that, like, sometimes things go crazy, but it is monotonous is not the right word. Like, there is a procedure to fighting fires, but every building is different. You know, there's ways to approach it. And this game just doesn't feel like there's any, like, there's none of that. Like, it's like, okay, how do we approach this? It's like, no, it's like, okay, go here, shoot the flames here. Oh, there's a person somewhere. Like, I will say, like, the most fun that I had, or whatever you want to call it, like, the most intriguing part of it was one time there was a guy, like, stuck behind a wall. That it was like, there's still a victim inside. I was like, I don't see anyone. What are you talking about? I don't know how they got behind that wall because there was not a door.
That's my first question, sir. Thank you.
Right. Like, I was like, I don't know how this happened. However, it was cool pulling out my axe and be like, oh, there's someone behind this wall, and, like, chopping down the wall. I'm like, okay, I got him, like, moving out. That was, like, the most interesting part of our entire endeavor, was, like, that one moment. Other than that, it was, all right, hook up the hose. All right, got the nozzle. All right, and go. Like, that was that was kind of it. So,
and it was, again, that is it. Exactly. Yeah. Like, exactly every time. And that was just bothering me. I'm just kind of like, how is it nothing's changing? Like, you're not even asking me to pick up a different type of hose. Not that they exist, but, like, not even, like, it's every time grab the same tool. Every time grab the same hose. Every time do the same thing in a very similar building. And I think back to something as ridiculous as power wash. And it's like, oh, you're washing fictional areas of movies and TV and stuff, and I like, at least let me save a fire happening in, I don't know, South Park or something, you know? Like, it's just very few times I've played a game that I think afterwards, like, you didn't do anything, like, as it, like, there's literally zero game here. That just baffles me.
And it's, yeah, I'm not mad at it, but it's just like, no, I need something more from this. And that's just kind of how I feel about it. I don't think it's worth playing either. I really don't. Like, yeah, it's just not. It's kind of boring. That's the best way I can say it. So I guess, yeah, let's move on to Police Simulator.
I was about to say, how does that compare to Police Simulator then? Are firefighters indeed better than police officers?
There's a lot more to do as a police officer, I'll say that.
Mind you, I picked these games because I'm like, I like a stupid sim. Who doesn't like a stupid sim? Like, worst case scenario or best case scenario is not a stupid sim. It's a very true to life sim, and you learn a thing or two.
Maybe. Like, I don't have a ton of experience with a lot of sims. I put a ton of time into PC Building Simulator. I actually know a fair bit amount about Trading Card Tavern Simulator. Like, I've played other simulators, and I will agree with you that, like, I don't say like they're games, and this isn't, but it's just like they. What's the name of that? Like SnowRunner, MudRunner? Is that?
Oh, MudRunner. Yeah, yeah. For some reason, I like
are those. Runner. Yeah, are those considered simulators?
I would say yes to that.
Off-road experience. So, like you said with that game, like. It's kind of a simulator. It takes itself very seriously in that, like, you got to line things up, you got to use the right tools, etc. I feel like I at least learned something about that world, you know, like that world of
that's what I mean, right? Yeah.
Like, and yeah, like with this, it's like, no, like, what do cops do? They write tickets and they, you know, pull out their gun. I guess I don't know. Like, there's more to do than there is in the firefighter simulator, but that's also just because cops do more things. And when I say more things, it's like put people in handcuffs and write them tickets for their insurance. Like, how many times did we must have responded to like 15 to 20 different accidents. Yeah. And
it's just, there was always major action happening. Always.
Right. And it's like, let me see your insurance and license. Don't have insurance. Okay. Here's a ticket. Your eyes are a little weird. Let's up. Oh, you're under the influence. Write them up. And it's like, so all that game is, hey, you unlock the ability to write this ticket. So go write this ticket.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm going to go write this ticket.
that was basically it.
And that's it. There you go. That's the game.
Yep. Again, unless we were doing something majorly wrong with both games. Both games featured a very similar circumstance of you're doing the same mission every time. You know, because with Police Simulator, it was always it was either a minor crash or a major crash. And I didn't know the difference between the two because we were at a minor crash. And I said, screw this, let's go to major crash. And it was less cars and people involved. So I don't know the difference anymore. And then
I believe it has to do with injuries. If there are people that need to be ambulanced.
Sure. Like I'll buy that. Like I'll buy anything that can make some kind of sense here. I mean, right.
I will say like the trajectory of Police Simulator, there was a treadmill there. There was like, okay, you've unlocked this, you've got this, now go do this, then go do this. And it's like, so you are unlocking things as you go up. However, you're not unlocking, like, I don't want to say cool things, but it's not like, there's not even like, hey, like, change up your weapon.
No, that's accurate. You're not unlocking cool things. It's a very accurate statement, sir. Our last game, I unlocked traffic cones.
That's true. You did unlock traffic cones.
What does that mean? Like, what are you talking about?
You can cone the track. I don't know. I will say that the best thing was pulling out the sign, because that's what cops do, right? They pull out a sign that says stop, pull over.
Stop, yeah,
and every time. And you have to aim and like shoot the sign. Like,
yeah,
As if the sign was like a gun or something.
Oh, God.
It was quite funny. Like, there were some funny moments to be had, at least in Police Simulator. I will say, like, when we were playing the firefighter one and you noticed that the hoses, like, are just, like, infinite. And so, like, that one where we had, like, it was, like, a fire at the park and we, like, couldn't get this stupid tree to not be on fire. And, like, I think we ran back and forth, like, six times. So by the end, there's just this giant, like, 7,000-foot hose that is just like strung about the entire park. Like, that was funny. And the police simulator, like, we had some funny moments.
I mean, not funny enough. I mean, I couldn't. Yeah. I completely agree that was hilarious. However, I can't shoot innocent people in my police sim. This is ridiculous.
Wow. You thought we were put on a list for something else.
I wanted to live my either the fantasy of shooting innocent white people or the reality of shooting innocent black people. Either way, none of it happens. Like before any, you let off the shot and it's just like, your partner or you have committed police brutality. Go back, right. Go back to another day. It's not even like a game over per se. It's literally like, well, that might be the most accurate part of the game, because you shoot someone illegally in cold blood and you're not even reprimanded. You just go to the next day. So I'm like, right. Did you not know I shot somebody to death yesterday? I'm just back doing tickets. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I think that's the other part is like, as I look at the achievements, you know, for this game, like it's like justifiably arrest 3 people in a single shift. Justifiably arrest a person with an open warrant on them. Justifiably report 10 speeders in a single shift. That's right. We did get the radar gun, but we never wrote a speeding ticket. Justify arrest 30 people over multiple shifts in a single career. Like, that's an achievement, is just doing your job. And again, like, that's in the name, right? Like, police simulator. Like, are we the dumb ones? Like, are we? I don't see. Like, okay, look, I also played Crime Scene Cleaner, which we haven't talked about, which we might one day. I don't know. Like, that's a simulator, and I enjoyed every second of it. Like, it's still a game. I guess that's the point, is like, Firefighter Simulator and Police Simulator, it is what it is on the box, except you just don't expect it to be that, right? It's like, okay, like, there's got to be something more to it. It's like, oh no, like, I'm just a cop. Okay. I guess that's fun.
I guess that's it, right? Like,
yeah. So is it the team's fault or is it our fault?
It's weird they had like, it's weird they had no fun with it.
Yeah.
It's just like,
but that's
just, I don't know.
There's gotta be a market for this though, right? Like, cause they make all of it. There's a gas station simulator. And I've always been curious, like, is that game any good?
See now I need to play these games. Like, right. Because I leave these simulators thinking like, I had way more fun than I needed to have with this game. It makes no sense. Or, well, before today it was, or, oh, I get it. This is what they do. And it's pretty accurate, and it's just not my thing. All right, that's fine. These two are a league of their own for me so far, where it's like, you're not even a video game half the time. So right. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can find it on Steam. I'm just curious what the reviews are of people who are just like, this is great. You know, it's just like,
you know, someone gave it 5 stars. You know, yeah, someone gave it 5 stars.
And that again, but like, what do they expect? What do they expect? Firefighter Simulator. Let's take a look here. $24.99. We have a all reviews, which is 4,097, very positive. Recent reviews, which is 33, very positive. This also came out in 2020. Did not know that. So clearly, people like it. I don't.
Not me, not this guy.
Yeah, I'm just really good firefighting game, but could be a lot better if you could change nozzle types. I agree. A really fun game to play by yourself or be able to play with friends. Real life situations, a good way to keep your mind off of things. That's the weirdest review I've ever read.
What?
Very good game. I highly recommend it. However, it would have been more interesting to have the possibility to control more AI than 3, and also to have the chance to install mods to change the truck siren as well as its colors and logo. Recommended. Not what? Very realistic, but fun for a day or two. Could use better animations and more realistic fire dynamics, but for putting wet stuff on the red stuff, it does the job. That is a good game, but if you have to switch computers or want to download on something else, you have to start from scratch. Good game. Great game. Only issue I find is lack of updates. I have finished the game. There's nothing left for me to do. Only bought the game because I have a mustache, so I can feel like a real firefighter driving through traffic. Yeah. Like, is this one of those situations where, like, we're making fun of this game and we're saying it's good? I don't know. The best firefighter sim on the market. I have four main issues with the game. Please allow the player to be the first due and not follow behind a slow AI. Number two, I am a real firefighter. Please stop putting a victim in every fire. It's just not a common thing on every fire.
Good to know.
Number three, I may have missed it, but where is free play? The devs know how to make a great complicated game, but I want something like emergency. It's called E-M-E-R-G-N-Y-C. Interesting. Number four.
Should we play that?
Maybe. Please make the fire more reactive to water streams and remove the water droplets icon. The fire almost seems too powerful. Most non-firefighters won't understand, but I'll try to convey my opinion. I'm invested in this guy right now.
Oh my God.
I can walk up to a fire on a transitional attack through a window and put 10 to 15 seconds of water in that room and reset the fire. The fire needs nerfed a little, but the rate of spread is almost spot on. So it's not even a good simulator is what I'm taking from of it being realistic. So therefore, it sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I'm right there with them.
Yeah, I think there's potential here, but it's just not enough game, which is a very strange thing to say. There you go. Police simulator and firefighter simulator. This might be the quickest we've ever downed two games, 11 minutes apiece. So,
wow. Okay. I thought we were hitting 30. Okay.
So that's it. It's
how about those Blue Jays?
There's nothing left to say. Neither one of them's worth your time. Don't play it. Play something else. There's a lot of good on Game Pass right now. There's a lot of good on Game Pass. So check those out. So let's talk about the future of this show. We've sort of kind of gone back and we've cleaned up Doom, which was a big one we were missing. I played some stuff. You've played some stuff in terms of what's coming next. I don't know that we have a great handle on, because we're doing that thing again where we're both playing a lot, but we're not playing anything that's the same right now, at all. So we have to figure out if we're going to do some dual episodes or we just need to pick a game or something like that. So unless there's something that you're looking at, if you pull up Game Pass right now, you're like, oh man, I didn't know this was on there. Like Barbie Project Friends. Do we got to play some Barbie Project Friendship here?
I did see that. I think it's worth playing just for the grins of it.
Do it for the gram.
I did download Zoneless Zenders of the Zend, the ZZZ. It's a mobile game. It's anime girls with tiggle bitties.
Zenless Zone Zero, I think is what
you're looking for. There you go. I'm gonna give that a shot. I played it on my PC for a little bit. It's more game than you expect it to be, but I'm gonna see how much of a gotcha it really is. Other than that, what do we got here? The Alters released. I heard about that, the Alters.
So I've heard about it too. Yeah, I've downloaded it, but I haven't played it, and I don't know exactly what it is, and that's where I'm confused. I do want to check out that Space Marine remaster, because I actually played that first one not too long ago, before the second one came out. So I'm actually pretty curious about that. That might be one worth looking into.
I mean, one thing we should be definitely should be doing, if not actually doing, is Splitgate 2.
Yeah, so that's technically free to play, but it is you do get certain perks if you're on Game Pass. So that might be one worth. Maybe not right away, but we should definitely start plucking away at that and see what happens. But no, there's some stuff that I played. I did play, Crime Scene Cleaner. I played Spray Paint Simulator. I played Crypt Custodian, and I'm also going to be starting Metaphor here. So we're playing stuff, but we're sort of finally on the other half of this this chaos that was Game Pass, and just so many strong titles one after another. But we also haven't played Dredge. We haven't played Revenge of the Savage Planet. So like, there's still a lot. Game Pass is kicking on all cylinders right now. So we're going to play some stuff. We'll figure out some stuff to talk about. I might also make you go back and play Dungeons of Hinterberg because that's still on Game Pass and I would like to talk about that game. But yeah, so in terms of the future of what's coming to Game Pass that's been announced, there's some stuff that I'm looking forward to. Rematch is one that you keep talking about. So that's coming in just under a week.
Is that out? Is that out?
Yeah. 19th.
So let me some Rematch. Love me some Rematch, y'all.
Tony Hawk 3 and 4 is hitting July 11th. And then Wu-Chang Fallen Feathers hits July 23rd. I will be definitely checking that out. So, but right. That is it. Anything you got before we take off and never play Firefighter or Police Simulator again?
No, I will say Firefighters still do it better than policemen, though. So, yay Firefighters.
Those are fighting words in some territories. That is going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game of some kind.
Good day, sirs.